At the top of the news this Tuesday morning, tensions remain high in Ivory Coast after an attempt mediation of the crisis ended in failure. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Former South African leader Thabo Mbeki failed to settle an election row between Ivory Coast's presidential claimant Alassane Ouattara and incumbent Laurent Gbagbo yesterday. But he appealed to both for a peaceful solution to the electoral crisis in the country, which is struggling to emerge from a brief but intense civil war in the early part of the decade. Mbeki had hoped to defuse a power struggle enveloping Ivory Coast, since an election which the Electoral Commission and international observers say Ouattara won, a decision reversed by the country's constitutional court, backed by the armed forces chief. Speaking to reporters, Ouattara said he is the people's choice.
Democracy has given its choice. That I'm the president of Cote d'Ivoire. It's important that the choice of the people be accepted by all.
The concern at present is that the dispute could pit the army against pro-Ouattara rebels, or even divide the army itself. The United Nations is temporarily moving non-essential staff from its mission in Ivory Coast because of security concerns. U.S. President Barack Obama has backed Ouattara, leading calls from the United Nations, France, the European Union, the African Union, and Western African bloc on Gbagbo to accept the Election Commission ruling. ECOWAS leaders are due to hold an emergency summit on the Ivory Coast later today.